On his first day in office, President Trump granted clemency to over 1,500 people charged or convicted in connection with the January 6th Capitol riots. Trump's executive order grants a, quote, full, complete, and unconditional pardon to all other individuals convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the United States Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Now, less than a month later, some are arguing their pardons should extend to other crimes, according to the Wall Street Journal. One example is Edward Kelly, pardoned for assaulting police on January 6th. In November, he was convicted of conspiring to kill FBI agents investigating his involvement in the riots. Kelly says the conviction should be overturned, claiming it is related to the events of January 6th and covered by the pardon, the Journal reports. Another case involves Florida man Daniel Ball. His January 6th case was pending but is now pardoned. However, he faces charges for illegally possessing a firearm and ammunition from prior felony convictions, including domestic violence. His lawyer argues the case should be dropped since it stemmed from a search during his January 6th arrest. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Tampa disagrees. A spokesperson told the Journal, quote, the government's position is that the pardon does not apply to Mr. Ball's conduct in the Middle District of Florida. In North Carolina, David Daniel, facing child pornography charges, also argues those charges should be dropped. His attorney claims the evidence is tied to a raid related to his alleged January 6th involvement. Daniel's lawyer told the Journal that anything stemming from that case should be excluded from trial due to the pardon.